It's a good day, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Friday, the 7th of September is upon us. Jennifer Horn is here, and Heather Bachman is here. Rich is in California today, not to see Jennifer, subtext untitled.
A little annoyed.
Roberta back on Monday, so we'll have Queen of Cheap updates then. Meanwhile, we have some good news. There's nothing wrong with ending the week with some good news. Good news. Now, this may be a matter of opinion, and I'm probably showing my stripes here by suggesting that Drew Peterson being convicted yesterday of murdering his third wife is good news.
It is good news, in a way, because he's lost two wives now. So this was only the conviction for one, correct?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay. The other one's still missing.
Yeah. So anyway, he maintains his innocence. We've convicted a lot of people who are innocent in this country of things. This guy doesn't seem to have that problem. Doesn't look good for him. All right. Here's the story from DougSteffen.com about an 8-year-old boy from Illinois who won $1,000 in a scavenger hunt contest this week. And he decided to give that $1,000 winnings, that's plural, right? Those $1,000 winnings to the family.
Them coins is what I call it.
What is it? Say again?
Them coins.
Them coins, right. So he's giving the money to his next door neighbors because their 2-year-old daughter has just been diagnosed with leukemia. 8-year-old boy wins $1,000 in a scavenger hunt contest, and he gives the money to the family of the 2-year-old girl who was just diagnosed with leukemia, lives next door to him. What a great story.
Beautiful. Who said there's no hope?
Isn't that, I know.
Well, and you know what? Not all kids are jerks.
No. A story at DougSteffen.com.
There are a lot of good ones.
A lot of great kids, like there are a lot of great adults. Every once in a while we find a rotten apple, and it is usually because it doesn't fall far from the tree. If the youngster is a rotten apple, probably one or more of the parents are rotten apples, too. You always get this, I don't know what happened to him. He's such a wonderful kid. He comes from such a wonderful family. There's something missing whenever any of those stories, whenever those children fall apart. There's something that doesn't meet the ear here. The speed limit in Texas. See, I'm not coughing.
Get y'all choked up.
Right. Up to 85 miles an hour. The state of Texas opening up the first highway with a speed limit of 85 miles an hour. You get into western Texas, man. There were plenty of times
fly.
I have admitted to driving 120.
No,
across,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Across Oklahoma into Arizona.
Just what kind of vehicle?
I was driving a Rover then. And, man, you watch the needle go. I'm driving 120 miles an hour.
Now, were you searching for a bathroom at that point?
No, I was not. I like to drive fast. I've always liked to drive fast.
And a rebel.
I do. It's just fun. But you got to have something. You got to know. First of all, you got to know the road. You got to know what you're driving, and you got to be aware of what's around you. If you do that, and you drive 120 miles an hour in these open roads, you're fine. If you're driving it and you're on your cell phone and you're not aware of what's going on around you, you don't know where the bends of the. For example, there's this stretch. Those of you who are listening in Lake Havasu and around Kingman, there's a stretch of the interstate there. When you come out of Kingman and you go sort of down the hill heading west on Interstate 40, there's a couple of bends and curves as you go down there after you've gone by Andy Devine, the exit on Andy Devine Road. You know, those people who are out there, if you've ever driven that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You could get sucked into some kind of wind curve in there. Going down there, I've done it at 100, and it is scary. If you're not really, the bend in the road is the wrong way. You know, there are reverse S curves and stuff going down that hill. And then you come out into the open, and there's a whoosh of air.
Wait, how does it go? What is there?
There's a whoosh.
A whoosh.
A whoosh of air. And I felt the car was like, pick up.
Oh, yeah.
I would have
Had my nails dug into my thighs.
I would be needing to find a bathroom at that point.
I would already have been done with that.
But at 85 miles an hour, figure it out. Most people who, and I'm one of them, I will easily, if I'm driving now, I use cruise control most of the place, most of the place I'm driving, and I set it to speed limit 65, I set the cruise limit for 74.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 75, I set it for 84. Because they don't normally, they're not looking for you if you're going under 10 miles an hour.
I heard
over
I have a friend, an anonymous friend,
yes.
who works for the CHP, California Highway Patrol.
Right.
And each highway patrol person apparently has a number that they'll pull over on.
Really?
So our speed limits are typically about 65 in
yeah.
California.
But if you go into the
my friend's number, my friend's number is 80. So if he sees you going 80 in a 65, he'll pick you up.
Yeah.
His partner is 82, however.
Really?
So I find
they leave it to the discretion of the officer. That's interesting.
Well, I don't know if they do officially. I just know that my friend's partner. It has a number that's two higher than his.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Isn't that kind of cool?
And it always, you know, people say, the folks who are in law enforcement, you're welcome to join in, by the way, in this conversation at 800-510-8255. Usually when I go down this street, there's always a police officer or two who will be indignant about something that I've said here, because it always gets back down to revenue enhancement rather than policing and protecting the public. Has nothing. Radar traps, speed traps have nothing to do with protecting the public. Not anything to do with protecting the public. It's all about raising money. It's all about cash. Get the money.
Yeah, it's funny how they always pop up at the end of the month.
Well, yeah, at the end of the month, or if you're, depending on where you go, it's, I found the South is notorious for this, having been stopped a few times in Missouri. I've been stopped in Missouri, too. In Mississippi.
trend developing.
Tennessee. I haven't been stopped for a long time, but I used to get clipped all the time.
Knock on wood, quick.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to remember where the other place was. Anyway, so I'm in this real backwater, real Hickville. I mean, there's nothing going on here. Nothing. And I'm hustling along, and so I get pulled over. And the guy comes up, the police officer comes up to the car with his book, the ticket book, plus one of those Master Charge...
swipey things?
Swipey things.
Hey now, sir.
Yeah, that's what I... And if you can't, you know, if you don't have a credit card but you've got the cash, they bring you into town to go to the judge's house.
Oh, I love
so that
it.
They take the money from you and give you a receipt, but the judge has to give you, if you have a credit card.
That's like a Lucy episode.
It really is. I will never forget that as long. I call, this guy was Johnny Law Flatfoot. If you've ever, over the speed limit.
I think I told you about my friend Paul, didn't I?
I don't remember. Tell
Paul
us about
Stern from
Paul.
Paul Stern from our office.
Right. Go ahead, tell the story again, though.
He would drive to Vegas quite a bit, you know, on and
way
off for a weekend.
Yeah,
way
right.
too much
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, way too much.
But he actually, he just got this used red, I think it was a Corvette.
I thought he had that mark like your father's old mark.
He does, but before that, he actually bought this red Corvette from actually the Beaton family who owned KIUV, KRLA Radio
right.
in LA.
Look for being stopped at every turn in that thing.
So he's driving to Vegas, cruising along, and he gets, actually coming back from Vegas, coming home from Vegas, he had a loss in his football game, I think, and he was trying to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Got pulled over for going too fast, so he got a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's very cognizant of the speed limit, is really watching his speed as he drives back. Like an hour later, he gets pulled over by another cop for going too slow. I got two tickets in the same drive.
You got tickets for going too slowly?
Yes.
Yeah, you can fight those in court. You can fight them all in court. But the only thing that's worse than being a white guy driving a red Corvette is being a black guy driving a white Corvette, if you got a white woman in the car. I kid you not. You want to see people get stopped, flashy, ethnic colored cars that are notoriously fast anyway, black guy driving with a white woman in the car, they're like, you might as well have a bullseye on your car. And if you're going 2 miles an hour over the speed limit, or you don't stop at a red light, I mean, stop, whatever that psyche is that clicks in people, and you can yell and scream at me all day long, I'm telling you, that's what happens. That's the kind of that's where actually profiling sort of began, with fast cars and black guys. There are police officers, and they'll throw something again at the radio, who pull over good-looking women. And they just
look. It happens to me all the time.
Of course, yeah.
I
can't get more than 2 blocks. You know, so annoying.
I know.
Yes, okay. All right.
I've been poll for a long time.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com. How did the good news sort of like dilapidate into this?
Into the sadness of my dating life.
And to
pull me over.
Please pull me over.
I'm free.
Hey, pull me over. Lend me your ear. The poll today at DougStephan.com. What's the fastest you have ever driven? A, over 100. B, over 90. C, over 80. D, over 70. E, I never go faster than the posted speed limit. Sure. And F, I don't know. All right, what's the fastest you've ever been, Heather?
Well, you've had probably the displeasure of being a passenger in my vehicle. I'm like an old lady. I'm not a good driver. I'm not a good passenger.
You are not a good driver.
Walk.
That's true, right.
Yeah. No, I am.
No, you're not.
I am a good driver.
No, I drive the speed limit. That doesn't mean you're not a good driver.
I'm cautious.
No, you're not.
Right?
No, the one who's like doing a 120 down the highway.
Yeah, but I know what I'm doing. Jennifer, what's the fastest?
I've probably hovered a little over 100, but actually maybe a little faster because I did drive on the Autobahn once, which was awful.
Oh, the Autobahn is no speed limit.
Yeah, no speed limit.
I did 145 on the Autobahn. Not for long. But I think I probably went, you get scared. And on the Autobahn, if you drive on the Autobahn, and you're not a German and you're not used to that road, I'm a good driver and I know how to drive. 145 and they're whizzing by you.
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
I can't believe you said I'm not a good driver.
You are not a good driver.
You said you weren't a good driver.
Well, no, I corrected myself.
I reinforce it.
I don't think I'm that great either if it makes you feel better.
So anyway, 800-510-8255. Jennifer, what do we have cooking in the social media department today?
We've thrown
a few things out there for people to work on. We've actually had a pretty varied number of things.
We've had a big week, actually, on social media. Lots of responses, lots of people chiming in on things. And actually, let's just to tell you what's going on up there now, and we will fill you in on people's responses, but do you think 9/11 should be a national holiday? Mm-hmm. So chime in, let us know, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Plus, there's also a link to the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Yesterday, we were talking about genetically modified foods, so make sure you check out that website. We've gotten some response on that, too, that I'll share with you maybe next hour, Dougie.
Why don't you go at the bottom of the hour? Maybe
we could do that. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, we also asked the other day, what pet names do you use for your loved ones? And I really have to tell you this because these are some funny ones and we need some levity. It's Friday.
We do.
So Alex says Sparky, like from the vacation movies. Mason said, my lady and I call each other baby. We don't even use our names when we talk to each other. We even separated for 2 years but kept the friendship and continued to call each other by our pet names.
Right.
Which is kind of funny. Robert said he gets called Sammy, Whitey, Goldie, Wendy, Frank, Anne, Maxine, and Kate. I think he has quite the lineup of women. Don said, the husband and I call each other baby or babe. I call my boys 10 and 4, all sorts of things like angel pie, sunshine, nader tot, precious. That's so cute. Alexis said, Babertooth. Yvonne said, one of my grandsons is called Deedle. John said, Schmoopy, which is kind of funny.
Shmoopy.
Stephanie said, hubby and I have been married for 11 years. We call each other love. And Melissa said, my dad has a nickname for everyone in the family. Hers is Poodle Dog or Missy Poo.
Really? Now, in league with that, earlier this week, I threw out a few names that are being used by people, false names. I think we were focusing on the Kardashians, if I'm not mistaken. But we've come across a list of check-in names for hotel guests that are not the real guests' names.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that listed for you in a few minutes. Ben and Jerry's sues a porn producer, and they'll tell you why that is in a matter of moments. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Fun story.
Yeah, right, exactly. If you like, raisins and cream? What is that? Not raisins, because I don't eat their ice cream.
Rum raisin?
Ice cream.
Rum raisin?
Rum
raisin.
Right. I don't know.
21 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Get some birthday action going here. Wanna freak out? Yeah, Freak is the name of the song done by the group Chic. Chic and La Freak. This is it for them. This is the only thing they ever did. It's a studio group, actually. And one of the members of the group, not that you'd know who he was, although his mother loves him, so somebody cares that today is his birthday. Born in the state, 1946, Alpha Anderson, who was all a part of various studio groups like Brown Sugar. Chic. And a couple of others. Did they do it? They did a dance. They've done it beside this.
The Freak?
Which was a big, yeah, no. The group Chic did a song called Dance, 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 and mm-hmm. Everybody Dance. So, okay. We got the idea. We pretty much have got the act here. It's Chrissy Hynde's birthday today.
Woo!
Wait a minute. Let's do Gloria Gaynor first because she's older.
Every drunken lady song in a bar.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. You like this? You're a drunken lady in a bar?
No. That's what they always say. They run to the dance floor. It's my song. And they run out there and they dance. Yeah.
And sing it in a tone-deaf way very loudly.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. Born in the state, 1949, Gloria Gaynor is 63 today, known for this song, plus Never Can Say Goodbye. I remember that. Those are her two big claims to fame. It's a happy birthday today for Susan Blakely, who is an actress who's retired, but you would I think you'd recognize her if you saw her. I don't think she's done anything for 10 or 15 years, but worth a mention. That's okay. Peggy Noonan, who started off as a speechwriter for President Reagan, became I think Time Magazine, she worked for them for a while. Washington Post wrote a book called A Kinder, Gentler Nation. But she wrote some pretty good speeches. Pretty interesting lady, actually. She's the same age as Chrissy Hynde is today. Chrissy, lead singer of the Pretenders, one of the good female bands. Bananarama, what are some of the other, trying to think of some of the other really good female bands.
The Bangles.
Bangles, that's it. I was looking for the Bangles, yeah. Didn't we have somebody from the Pretenders just the other day, Michael? Seems to me we were onto the Pretenders because I was talking about Chrissy Hynde and the riff that comes from one of her songs that Limbaugh uses as his signature sounder and has from the beginning. And she went after him and he said, I'm not going to stop using it.
I remember. I think you were talking about that last week.
I think I was too. Yeah. All right. So I don't want to be repetitive. That means we move on to the next celebrant, who's Benmont Tench. Now, lest you not know who this person is, born in the state 1954, he's the keyboardist, started out with Elvis Costello, and then went to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as the keyboard player, most known for songs like American girl. Don't do me like that. I think I like that to the best
don't
of the
do me like that.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Tom Petty songs. Happy birthday to Corbin Burnson, who's 58 today. What's the show he's in now?
Corbin Burnson?
Yeah. He's in a show that's on one of the cable channels. Plays somebody's father.
Let me
know. 800-510-8255. You know the answer to that. It's
Psych.
Mark. What is it?
Psych.
He's
oh,
in Psych.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I had a conversation with him the air one day. I found him to be a very affable guy. Like,
yeah.
He's the kind of a guy I wanted to, you know, he said off the air, let's have lunch in Los Angeles, but never have.
He
How
was
many
very
times
attractive,
say that?
Too.
But he sounded like an old... Well, I liked... I met him first when he was doing that space show that was done down at Cape Kennedy for a couple of seasons. Remember that? Story of astronauts. He was the lead astronaut in a television
yeah, I
show.
I remember that. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Hmm. That was a good show. All right, Margaret Chapham. Sweet sap.
Afternoon delight.
Why not? Gotta have those afternoon delights. Mr.
What is that, by the way?
What is an afternoon delight? I mean, I used to play this for Ronald Reagan. I figured
yes.
This was his deal. Yeah.
All right, he was just thinking about a nap, though.
DeMargo, yeah, 55 today. Good day time is 28 past the hour.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
$5.99 carry out pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
There's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carry out pizza deal. This week only, get a large pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Now through September 9th, only at Domino's.
Carry out only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Report, and then we are good day, good day, good day.
Well,
the
jobs numbers are
work
at 8.1%, which is still twice what it ought to be, and that's not the real number anyway. The real number is twice that, close to it. The real number is in the 14. But the 8.1 is a factor in it. 8.1 of the people who are showing up to collect. It doesn't reflect the people who have run out of benefits. They can't collect any longer. They've given up looking, whatever, however, whoever. Those are the people you wonder how they survive. Because the people on the dole get something. And people working under the table get something. But people who aren't working and aren't collecting, where the heck? This is the homeless crowd. Count the homeless crowd in any community. I know in the town that I live in here, it's always... I laugh about it. It's not really funny, but because I live part of the year in Santa Monica, excuse me, which is a haven for the folks who don't have a place to live. Although they cracked down a little bit on them in the last year or two, but I can remember, walking around town early in the morning and actually literally stepping over people who are asleep.
Well, hey, if you're going to be homeless, the beach is a good place to go.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I can also tell you that when I worked in Washington, the studio was on Pennsylvania at 16th. And I remember going to that studio, this is in the wintertime, when there'd be four or five guys sleeping on the grate. When I'd walk into the studio at 4 o'clock in the morning, there was a big grate outside. This is a big office building, and it's four blocks from the White House. And so, to think that there would be four or five people asleep, they were always black, always asleep, and it was usually the same people. They would sleep on the grate because the heat that came out of the building that was being dispersed by the system was warm enough to keep them from freezing. We walk into that building sometimes, 0, 5 degrees, 10 degrees. These people are sleeping, wrap themselves up in whatever blankets and towels and stuff they can find. And I
newspaper.
Always thought to myself, yeah. What a horrible
existence.
Comment. A horrible existence, but horrible. Four blocks from the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have been, what year would this have been? In the early 1990s. So like 91, 92 in there. It was just incredible. And so, I look at these numbers that we've been banging around today, $750 billion a year wasted in the healthcare field and and that's just one number. You know, you kick those around. Nobody wants, the people running for office don't want to deal with that stuff. You'll hear a lot of people talking about the 8.1% unemployment, but the real number is 14% plus. And so it's not, I'm not trying to throw cold water on it. I just think that we ought to know what the real numbers are, don't you? The real story, the story behind the story.
Straight skinny.
Here is the straight skinny on the suit that Ben & Jerry's has brought against a company for creating mischievous video. The
mischievous video.
When you say mischievous and I think ice cream, I just think it could go in a naughty sort of way.
Ben & Jerry's have sued a company for creating a movie called Ben & Cherry's.
Oh, so it did go in a naughty way. Nice.
And they say in the lawsuit it smears their wholesome reputation. There's a picture which I can't describe, nor will I put up at DougStephan.com, but you can use...
Oh, boy. I love that you use the word smear in that, too, but...
Lawyers say the sale of these DVDs under the parody name creates an association with filth and tarnishes the name of Ben & Jerry's Homemade Holdings, Inc. The film company released a string of films based on various flavors, and why they've waited until now.
They should do Chubby Hubby or Chunky Monkey or whatever.
I'm not giving you the names that they've already. Well, actually, do I dare do this or not? Am I going to?
Can you do it in good taste?
Boston Cream Thigh.
Okay, no, you cannot.
No, yep. Moving right along there.
Look at you being all sensory and like mature.
Michael, just hit. You can, Michael, hit the button. I'm gonna say these so the
what
girls
button?
Can laugh. You know the. What do you mean what button? The
what
delete
button?
Button. When I say these, I'm gonna say them.
Okay, that's actually kind of funny.
It is.
Peanut butter decup.
No, I'm not even gonna do this for the button. Okay, so you get the idea. The lawsuit says it will likely cause confusion. Mistake?
No, it's not. No. Peanut butter decup will not do anything not that is confusing.
Yeah. So anyway, so Ben and
I think you get it.
I think probably
when you hear that.
I don't think I need to spend
goodness.
Too much more time on this, but it was worth a chuckle.
So silly. Yeah,
it's about chuckles. We need to have a chuckle here and there, right? We need a little chuckle, just a little chuckle. So, I'm not, oh, no, I know what I'm going to do. I was not sure where I was going.
Were you thrown off by peanut butter?
No, I was thrown off. As I was thinking whether Michael, just to get me, didn't hit the button when I said those. I don't know.
I hit it, but I don't know why.
Yeah, that was okay to say. That's fine.
Yeah, I know, but you know what people, some right. people get upset about stuff like that. Anyway. Here are, in light of the Kardashian Hotel check-in names that we were talking about earlier this week, somebody sent me some more to post. Here you go. Prince Harry signs in as Spike Wells. By the way, these are real. These are not made up.
Spike Wells. Yeah. So that's who was in Vegas with the vodka and the girls, huh?
Apparently. Beyoncé uses Ingrid Jackson when she signs into a hotel. Now, if people know what names they're using, what's the point of using a name?
They're going to have to switch them up now. Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Bieber signs in as Chandler Bing.
Oh, from Friends. That's a character on Friends.
All right. Lindsay Lohan signs in as Linda Lovelace. Kind of
that's
one of the same.
That's the porn star. Yeah.
Yep.
By the way.
Kate Beckinsale signs in as Sigourney Beaver. Jennifer,
okay, that's fake.
Jennifer Aniston signs in as Miss Manners.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are Bruce and Jasmine Pilaf.
Oh, and their son Rice.
Johnny Depp signs up, checks in at the hotel as Drip Noodle. And sure. George Clooney, honest to goodness, signs in as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's hysterical.
I think
that sounds like Clooney because he's funny.
Right. That's absolutely hysterical. I do think that's hysterical. All right. So those are some of the names. I have a tear in my eye. That's
Charles Barkley, actually, he checks in as James Bond.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, could you transfer me to James Bond's room, please?
And the people in the news department, as we continue, Tom Cruise apparently is not making friends when he is working outside of his normal abode and normal area. Mm-hmm. He's now taken on, they're shooting a Mission Impossible, whatever. What is this, the fourth one?
700. No, I think it's four or five.
And he has told any hotel that wants to put him up that he must have the dining room to himself when he wants to eat. Mm-hmm. In other words, he doesn't want to bother with people who will bother him while he's eating.
Why doesn't he eat in his room?
What I would think.
He's got a bunch of privacy there.
Well, and he's got a suite. It's not like he's in a Motel 6.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. So anyway, he went to...
Baudet's not hiding in his shower.
He's in Montenegro and went to the manager. His manager went to the manager of the hotel, small little boutique hotel, and wanted to have all the guests gone. Mm-hmm. And so the manager was outraged and said, who does Mr. Cruise think he is?
Good for the manager, because you know, some managers, especially like at the hoity-toity places, just might have kicked those people out.
Yeah. So he apparently figured out a different way to eat in peace. He got the restaurant to deliver seafood to his yacht that was moored at the... I mean, that's just... You just
add to... Did you deliver the seafood to my yacht, please?
Yeah, but that kind of stuff just adds to whether he gets
Mr. it anymore. Mr. Howell, where's Lovey? Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the question relating to Mr. Cruise about Scientology and their working all the time at protecting him... And one of the things apparently that has happened, at least the allegation, is that Nicole Kidman is sort of estranged because she doesn't subscribe to the supernatural Scientology.
You know, I'm so glad people are finally talking about this. Because
and so she doesn't see the children. The children have been turned off because she doesn't embrace Scientology.
This has always bothered me because ever since she and Tom Cruise split up, you never see a picture of her with her kids, never hear a report about it, anything. And no one ever said anything like, why doesn't Nicole see her kids? You know, come on, they adopted them together.
They create their own problems, it seems to me, if that's what they see these as. The church rejected Nicole. A former Scientologist said that they took a course called Potential Trouble Source Suppressive Person. And this is these two children, Bella and Connor, took the course. And after that, they decided not to have anything to do with their mother.
And the other weird thing that no one talks about is that she told the tabloids and the press that she could not physically get pregnant. That's why they adopted Bella and Connor. Mm-hmm. She's been pregnant twice.
And he's urban procreated too, right?
All right. Is that enough? Now, one more Lindsay Lohan connection to Tom Cruise story. Apparently, there's something that appears in Vanity Fair this month, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's a big expose on Scientology.
Right. And so the auditioning of Tom's girlfriends. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan was in that group.
Because people wondered where Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes actually met, and so the rumor was that they had been matched.
Right.
But now the story in Vanity Fair said that the church actually held auditions for someone to be his girlfriend slash new wife.
Would you like to be?
Wow.
Date for a day.
Now, Lindsay Lohan said that she was one of the people that were... Actually, she doesn't say it, but people around her say she was one.
She's trying to make it clear that she didn't say it.
Yeah, she's saying nobody in my camp would say this. It's not true. But the story says that she was one that auditioned, and she actually thought she was going in for a movie role.
Yeah.
And when she found out that it was for Tom's wife, she went running. She didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Is that just a little creepy to you?
Yeah,
I mean...
Creepy. Yeah, it's kind of yucky. Yep.
Open call.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Katie Holmes is the new face for Bobby Brown's Cosmetics. Why would that make sense?
Just a new face in campaign. She's done some high fashion modeling before, so it's just another job for her.
And from the big D, as opposed to the big E, which we have here in Massachusetts.
Dallas or divorce?
Divorce.
Okay.
Kelsey Grammer's finest. This seems to be the week for final settlements.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Mel Gibson, $800 million with his wife. Kelsey Grammer's wife, Camille, gets $60 million. Half of his $120 million. Why would anybody be prenups, married
kids,
and live
prenups.
In California. I wouldn't sign it. I wouldn't sign one either,
prenup. But if you're Kelsey Grammer and you want to protect your money, you
would. I would say that what would make more sense is what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, and what's ours is ours.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Because otherwise it just creates this aura. I mean, I know somebody, a friend who whose a brother had a prenup with a woman he married, and it expired after 10 years of marriage or something.
Mm-hmm.
The day the prenup expired, she filed
papers
for divorce.
Were drawn. Oh,
and she
gosh.
I mean, and that kind of stuff is just beyond comprehension. And why, I mean, you can love somebody or have them in lust or whatever it is, but you better know who you're marrying on both sides and feel comfortable about it, or you ought not to be marrying this person. I mean, that's the way I'd look at it, because I think you really have to have a lot of trust to be married and be happy in the first place. Anyhow, that's just another theory. Here's something that isn't a theory, that is the truth. If you have sore, achy joints, and you've tried all kinds of remedies, you take aspirin, you take Advil, you try glucosamine, you don't get relief, nothing permanent, here is the way to fix that problem of sore, achy joints. How about a new product called UltraJoint? How long have we been talking about this? About a month or so, right?
Yeah.
UltraJoint is safe, FDA registered, and it comes from various vitamins, minerals, herbs, and eggshell membranes. That seems to be the important ingredient here. Eggshell membranes. An all-natural product attacks joint pain in several different ways, reducing the inflammation, which is important, but it also provides cartilage-repairing compounds that are important to rebuilding that, I mean, the cartilage, we can feel it. I can feel it in my knees from time to time, but I've been on this now for, I think, 3 weeks, and I can feel the difference. This new compound is available for delivery right now to you free. Get a 10-day supply free. Reduce the pain, the stiffness in 10 days. They want you to try it out. They don't want to, they're so sure it'll work, they don't want you to pay for it. Just pay shipping and handling. Get it to you. Try it. The free trial offer is available for UltraJoint by dialing 888-809-6424. Is that too fast? I want you to take advantage of this free trial offer for this wonderful product that works. I feel it. You'll feel it. UltraJoint. Free trial offer, 888-809-6424. I'll repeat it again, 888-809-6424. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. The judge overseeing Major Nidal Hassan, remember him?
Yeah.
Fellow that went in and shot up things, what, 32 people?
Fort Hood, right?
Fort Hood.
Yeah.
He has grown a beard since he was arrested. The judge said yesterday he has to shave it because Army regulations require strict grooming standards. He doesn't look like the person at all that we saw pictures of when this event happened. 51 after the hour, and good day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Together sometimes.
That thing you do, and I love this song a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
You would love it too, wouldn't you, Dougie?
I saw it. I didn't see the whole thing.
Not the movie, this song.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like the song. But it was Tom Hanks produced this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's kind of an interesting story about this group, The Wonders. The movie was called, the same as this tune, That Thing You Do. Tom Everett Scott, 42 today, one of the stars, I think, in that movie, was he not? I don't even know who he is. Remember, he's not somebody we know. He's not a household name.
No. Hanks was in the movie, I know, and Liv Tyler was in it also. She played the love interest.
Ah, okay. I think you're right. Yep. Listen, if it means something to you, help yourself to the memory. In the meantime, we have to go back in memory to this week in 1987 for the number one movie then. This is one of those movies that is easily sometimes, well, it's, there are two movies that are basically the same with two very high profile female and male stars. That's as much as I'll give you for a hint. All right. You listen carefully. Why is Mary Jane, what is that when Tom Cruise and Paul Newman walked out on their bill? What does she want to do? She wants to tell us a story. All right. I'm editing as I'm going along here.
I know.
All right. So anyway, this movie, we have three clips from this movie. We're going to listen to it. You tell us at 800-510-8255 what the name of the movie is. You want to give us a little more on the stars? That's swell. You will get a swell prize for your efforts if you haven't won before in Movie Moments. So here's the first clue.
I'm sorry. I thought you understood. If I misled you in some way, I apologize. I don't think it's a good idea if we talk to each other anymore. Okay. Goodbye.
Not the end of it.
No, not the end of it by any stretch of the imagination. Yep. All right, next clip.
Why are you so hostile? I'm not your enemy.
Yeah, why are you trying to hurt me?
I'm not trying to hurt you, Dan. I love you.
You what?
I love you.
800-510-8255. Bada bada bing. Here's the last clue.
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I'm not going to be ignored.
No.
I will not
you
be ignored.
Not. No. Uh-uh.
I think there was an interesting lack of a certain undergarment that was part of this movie. Wasn't that the case?
That was basic.
That was basic instinct.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that was the one
the
that I
the legs.
Confused because now you've given them one possible answer, which happens to be the wrong answer.
Right. No, it's the wrong answer.
It is. It's the right wrong answer.
Right.
But it was the other one that I was thinking of that perhaps people would have been confused, and now you have spoiled it. The two of you.
I just don't
have
like people to be
it.
Confused.
No, I understand.
I do know what movies are coming out this weekend.
Perfect, Jennifer. Chuck, by the way, is not here today, so Jennifer is going to tell us about some of the movies that are coming out this weekend.
Okay, opening this weekend in wide release, The Cold Light of Day. This is a Bruce Willis Sigourney Weaver flick. A guy goes to Spain for a week-long vacation, and his family is kidnapped by people trying to get a mysterious briefcase that he comes across. The Words also comes out this weekend. This is with Jeremy Irons, Dennis Quaid, Zoe Saldana, and Bradley Cooper. It's about a writer who achieves the dream of writing a great American novel. It catches on, but guess what? He didn't actually write it.
Bradley Cooper is apparently quite a lush.
Not anymore. He's sober.
Sober.
Really?
Out, but he apparently had a real problem with alcohol, especially.
Now, opening this weekend in limited release, this is kind of cool. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones in IMAX.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
Well, these guys need to make a little more money on the movie, so it's a great way to do it.
Exactly. Just repurpose.
Why not?
Repurpose.
Help yourself. Do it over and over
also,
and over
also, Bachelorette, a comedy with Kirsten Dunst, Isla Fisher, also opening this weekend.
Really? The lady or man who was the director of Matrix, now known as Lana Wachowski, formerly known as Larry Wachowski, has gone public about her gender identity issues. She said they began in the third grade in Catholic school. And she didn't like being split up, the boys on one side, the girls on the other. She wanted to be with both of them. So she was a boy for a while, now she's a girl, so she can be in the other line. Okay. Hey, listen, why do people make a big deal out of stuff like that? What difference does it make? In the light of eternity, who cares? It's, I guess, great conversation if you want to limit the conversation. So, well, I don't want to. I want to be expansive. Let's find out what the name of that movie is. Now, let's see here. I don't know where Horizon, Texas is, so I'm going to pick on Augustine. Augustine, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
So where's Horizon, Texas?
It's just east of El Paso.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the movie?
Fatal Attraction.
The stars were?
Michael
Douglas and?
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.